Democrat of the day for today, Brian Abrahamson. He is running for House seat 22A in the scenic, beautiful southwestern part of the state of Minnesota, over in on 90, just to basically right on the border there with South Dakota. He is kind enough to join us today and talk about his campaign. Hi, Brian. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
My absolute pleasure. This is actually, you're not the first return when we had Marla Vatz on, who's running against Garofalo. But you last time we talked to you, you were running for Senate, did not win last time, but you've redirected yourself, and now you're looking at 22A, correct?
Absolutely. I have a compassion and unwavering willingness to help the people of Minnesota.
All right. Give everyone a little bit of a background. Tell them who is Brian Abrahamson.
Well, I live in Laverne, Minnesota. I have two kids, Noah and Emma. I've been married now for 12 years, and I've lived in Laverne for 14 years. I work as a direct support professional for people that have disabilities and that are elderly.
You, of course, let's talk a little bit about why you got involved. Why are you running in politics out there?
Well, basically, I sat back and watched, like in 2017, the legislature year in 2017, and now 2018, the Minnesota State Republicans basically attacked our LGBTQ community, our unions, our minorities, our farmers, our environment, our health care, and our teachers, and enough is enough.
I will say, you've got an interesting dynamic out there that also adds into this, considering the Republicans and their desire to destroy the environment. You in your district have some of the prettiest parks in the state. Absolutely. And when you look at the way that they want to tear up, put in pipelines, dig up the boundary waters, here you have some of the most pristine parkland in the country. It really is. If you've not had a chance to go on out there by Pipestone, it is beautiful. It is some really gorgeous parks out there. I highly encourage you to do that. I mean, that's also, it's got to be something that weighs on you, especially when you see how eager they are to take and hand over, the gift to the American people to corporate interests.
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah. Our Blue Mound National Park is amazing also. They're starting to try to rebuild that a little bit, and it's going to be amazing.
When you talk about your campaign here, I mean, obviously you learned some things from the last time you were running a little bit. Healthcare, when we talk to some of the outstate candidates that are running, this is one of those universal issues. I don't care if you're in the metro area or outstate. Healthcare is a big issue, especially, once again, the promise that was made by Trump and these Republicans was going to be, instead of Obamacare, it was going to be cheaper and better coverage. The only way that they were going to make that happen was single payer, and they've shown that they have no intention of going down that road. They're actually trying to undo everything Obamacare did. What's your feelings on that as far as Medicare?
Basically, we need to cover everybody. Everybody needs to be covered, our farmers especially, because they're out there, they're working hard for us, and they're literally dying out there. Basically, they don't receive the mental health care that they need or physical health care that they need.
And because of that, it's when you go back to the point, and we talked about the other day about the margins that farmers are working in, where they're not making that much money for the amount of work that they're putting out there. To burden a family like that with $30,000 worth of annual health care costs before deductibles, that's not doing anyone any good. And what all you're doing is basically discouraging people from farming.
Definitely. Yeah.
You also have an interesting mentality. Speaking of crops, you've obviously paid attention to the fact that the legalization of marijuana across the country has not only, gotten rid of archaic sentencing laws, which probably should not be in place, but has actually turned into a financial boon for many of the states that have legalized marijuana. That's a part of your campaign, too. You want to look at legalizing that here in the state of Minnesota.
Definitely. I think we should legalize, tax, and regulate cannabis. And we can fund the programs that are neglected, usually like infrastructure, healthcare, and education.
do you feel as if that, you know, it's kind of one of those things, and where you're located at, there's the interesting dynamic. Of course, you have Iowa, you have South Dakota, who are right there, who, you know, if they haven't legalized it, these neighboring states in some of these times really try to put a lot of pressure on the, in the district like this. I mean, I don't know, what is the feeling? Do you feel as if you'd get pushback from out of Minnesota if you try to legalize it here in the state of Minnesota?
Well, you know what? I think we would, but I would always stand up for it. I would always stand up for legalization. There's a lot of talk about, oh, it's just a drug that can lead to other things and stuff like that. And it's not. It's not addictive like it is like tobacco or alcohol is.
Well, and what you have is the irony of our current company. We have people who champion opiates which are incredibly addictive pain medications, which have, you know, killed off thousands and thousands of people. Meanwhile, we actually have proven medical uses for marijuana, and you still have people saying, "I don't care if that's got the legitimate medical use. I'm against it." And it really is an insanely stupid argument at this point to keep it not make it legal, at least completely in the case of medical uses.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're got opposition everywhere. Like you said, the big pharma. We have alcohol and tobacco against us. So I mean, it's a huge fight, but I'm willing to fight for it.
22A once again runs out on the southwestern side of the state. Once again, Brian Abrahamson is joining us. He's Democrat of the day for today. I've talked a little bit with some of the other outstate Democrats. And the fear, I mean, China right now is no longer ordering. This is not having to deal with tariffs, but this threat of tariffs from Trump, they've started changing their economy. They are no longer buying soybeans in any form from America. And they're going to Argentina and Brazil and India, and they're buying these. That's where they're starting to get their product from. As a matter of fact, the current orders are zero from the United States for China, which is a really scary thing. What are the farmers out there? I mean, I know a lot of farmers out there supported Trump. I know a lot of farmers out there support Republicans, but I can't believe that they went along with this idea that, oh, I'm going to support the guy that's basically going to torpedo probably one of the largest markets for our exports of the product I'm growing in my fields.
Well, I mean, hopefully they can see the, you know, the terror that Trump is creating with all the tariffs and stuff like that. Hopefully they see the error of their ways and hopefully vote for us and have a blue wave in 2018 and onward.
You, once again, are probably, I got to be honest, from last time we talked to you, you are one of the more progressive candidates we have in the state. I think it's fantastic, especially in a district like 22A, where, you know, it is a traditionally red district. Talk about the message. Talk about what inspires you to be like this and you know, the message that you're bringing to these people that traditionally would never even think about voting Democrat.
Well, I mean, absolutely. I basically go with what Paul Wellstone says: without trying, I'm different. And I'm proud about being different. I'm proud about being a bold, unapologetic progressive, because I stand up for what I believe in, and I believe in people.
Well, and if you're not fighting for the people that you represent, you're worthless. And let's face it, most Republicans today are betrothed to Kurt Dowd. We actually know for a record that he's told all the Republicans, you vote the way I tell you to, and that's just that. So you're not getting local representation. You know, there might be an issue or two a Republican farmer might disagree with you on, but at the same time, I can tell you're out there, you're at least trying to fight for the constituents in your district.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be hopefully holding, you know, listening sessions, town halls, anything to get, you know, to get what people are feeling and get what they really want. And I don't believe that Joe Schumacher would ever do that.
Oh, he wouldn't. He does, you know, they're terrified of it. They're terrified of the constituents. And let's face it, considering their stances on many of the issues there are today, they go against the vast majority. So that's why they're terrified of going out and talking in public.
Oh, absolutely. And Joe Schumacher is one of those. I actually sat in on a meeting, you know, from DSP representatives, and the whole time he was just kind of like, okay, well, okay, I'll make some notes, make it look like I'm doing something, but he's really, I don't know, he's not for the people.
Hammer him on his record. That's the deal. Keep hammering him on his record. Where's the broadband? Where's the healthcare? Where's the expanded markets for our crops? If you just keep hammering on those three things, he'll have to address it, and he can't really. So you keep going after him on those.
Absolutely. I remember that from last time when I was going in, you know, in debates and stuff like that, the other person that was running for the seat, and they didn't really do that, but I did that in the back of my mind, and I did that with Weber as well. So,
well, make sure you always do, if you want to, was it Senator Harris yesterday when she was, you know, questioning the woman that's running to head the CIA, just make it a yes or no question, because if you do that and they refuse to answer it, then they look like they're avoiding. So make as many of your points back at them, yes or no, and then they're scrambling. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Now, you've heard me talk about the pretty parks out there. Here's what I want you to do, everyone. As Brian is our Democrat of the day here, help your local Democrat. That's a great thing. But can I recommend for you to head on out to the southwestern part of the state, Pipestone, Laverne, Blue Mountain State Park, Split Rock Creek State Park, Lake Sheratech State Park, I think, is out there as well. There are some gorgeous state parks. A great way for you to go visit. Now, after you've gone to the state parks, go help Brian Abrahamson. You can go to Brian Abrahamson for a House. That's Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Abrahamson, A-B-R-A-H-A-M-S-O-N, for House, F-O-R-H-O-S-E, .com. I'll link to everything on social media later on. But you go out and visit 22A. Go visit the beautiful parks. Give Brian's campaign some help. Make some phone calls. Do some door knocking. Donations as well. I imagine those are things that you do need there, right? Right, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's the people that keeps the campaign going and gets the word out about our progressive message.
All right, Brian Abrahamson. Once again, it's 22A, the far southwestern part of the state. Brian, thank you very much. All my best on this run. Keep us in touch, and we'll make sure we keep helping you out any way we can, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Democrat of the day, Brian Abrahamson, 22A. Help him out. We'll spotlight that interview.